Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast. I'm really excited to do this one today. I always ask you guys to give me suggestions, and I finally got one. So this one is for Jen. She wanted to know about carbs, and because I am a level one certified precision nutrition, I do have a level one certified precision nutrition certification. I love this stuff, right? I love talking about macronutrients, with carbohydrates being one of them. So let's just dive into this. I want to give you a brief overview about what carbohydrates are. And from here on out, I will be calling them carbs because that's a very long word for me to say all the time. All right. So carbs. Carbs are made up of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen molecules. Sugars, starches, and fibers are all considered to be carbohydrates. And our digestive system breaks down carbs and eventually releases them into the bloodstream in the form of glucose. And this is what a lot of people don't understand, right? The terror behind carbs is like, oh, it's going to turn into sugar and I'm going to get fat. Not exactly. I want you to remember this. This is very important. Glucose is essential to life. It provides fuel for the brain and the central nervous system. Okay? Glucose is important. And once you start to realize and understand this, as I go through this podcast about carbs, it'll start to make more sense to you. Just the fact that you do need carbs, they're not bad. And the fact that if you eat them, and you eat the right ones, it actually can help you to lose weight. So carbs are commonly found in, you know, vegetables, fruits, grains, and legumes, beans, if you will. So what happens when you don't have enough carbs in your body? Well, just to back it up a little bit, remember, carbs provide energy for the body, right? It provides energy for the body, and a deficiency can make you feel tired and sluggish. And just a little caveat for those of you who don't know, for my many years of binge and emotional eating and dieting, carbs is one of the things I always took out because, as you all know, that's just what people have always said. Oh, you're getting fat because you're eating too many carbs. Not necessarily the truth. And I did go through, gosh, it was months of feeling tired and sluggish. I always hit like an afternoon crash. Didn't matter how much coffee or anything I had, I was just deficient. Other symptoms are muscle loss. And this one's huge, especially for people that work out. If you're trying to lose weight, gain muscle, get that toned, sexy look, you need to have carbs so that you can build your muscle. You need to have carbs so that when you're done working out, your muscle can rebuild, right? It brings back the energy that you've extended during the workout, and it helps shuttle protein into the muscle so that it can repair and grow, right? So carbs are important. Another symptom of having low carbs in your body is physical weakness and lack of stamina. And I associate with this 100% because, again, when I was going through my time with dieting and not having carbs, I was always like, my workout suffered because I didn't have enough. I was weak. And I just didn't feel like doing anything. I was very lethargic all the time. Another symptom is poor immunity. So if you're someone that finds yourself getting sick a lot, I would want you to just look at your overall diet first, right? Your diet has a lot to do with if you're going to get sick a lot or not, how your immune system is working, especially gut health. I had a friend that she was low carb, and I think that's one of the reasons why I stopped eating carbs too, is because I, you know, she was skinny, but not eating carbs. So I thought, hey, I do the same thing. But she was always sick. there was always something wrong. And before I became certified and knew anything about nutrition wholeheartedly, that was partially the reason, because she was not getting a lot of carbs in her diet. Not having enough carbs delays healing of wounds. It can bring about feelings of sadness, irritability, and depression. And remember, I said carbs, the glucose is needed for the brain. And when your brain doesn't have enough glucose in it, it doesn't really send signals, and wires don't, synapses don't cross. You don't get signals for the serotonin and dopamine that bring about joy. So instead, you're going to have feelings of sadness, irritability, and depression. And then in extreme cases, malnutrition or starvation is a cause of lack of carbs. So that's with the lack of carbs. When eaten in excess, eating a surplus of carbs can make you feel tired, sluggish, foggy, confused, like very unfocused, and depressed. As I said, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the symptoms. Repeatedly eating too many carb-dense foods can put your body at risk of hypoglycemia. Okay, so then that's the type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance. So in addition, you may experience weight gain, difficulty in losing weight, or even obesity. But here's the thing. Carbs and weight gain, you have to have an overabundance of carbs, and you have to be eating the wrong carbs in excess, okay? So eating too many carb-dense foods. What do I mean by carb-dense foods? Carb-dense foods are things like sugary sodas, pizza, muffins, cake, ice cream, and other desserts, right? Things of that nature, because many foods that are high in carbs are also high in calories, right? So carbs and weight gain, I like to take a different approach on it. Carbs is a cause of weight gain. It's not the cause, it's a cause, right? It's part of the total problem. Right? For many people, their carbohydrate choices are the issue. And like I said, that comes in the form of like the sugary sodas, juices, pizza, hamburgers, muffins, cakes, ice creams, and all those other delicious things that we love to eat, right? When you eat those foods regularly, that pushes you over your carb needs, but it also provides too many calories. And if you want to lose weight, what is the number one thing you need to be? In a caloric deficit. That doesn't mean in a carb deficit, in a caloric deficit. That's another podcast. But wait, there's more. So, and this is just me nerding out on carbs and insulin and things of nature, of that nature. So refined carbs. I can speak. I'm going to say that again. Refined carbs. So sugar, rice, pasta, white bread, right? That's what causes the blood sugar to fluctuate. And when your blood sugar is spiking, so when you have that cookie, your blood sugar spikes, then your pancreas produces insulin to maintain optimal blood sugar levels in the body, right? So the more insulin you have in your blood, the more your body converts those carbs into fat. Then that gets stored into your body. All right. So here's what happens. And this is exactly what happens. This, if you're a binge or an emotional overeater and you're trying to understand, this is what I had to learn to understand as well. So I'm going to explain this in a real world example using myself. So when I would binge on cookie, tortilla chips, and ice cream, right, my blood sugar would fluctuate. It would go up and down. Eventually, it would just spike high. My pancreas was doing its job, and it was producing insulin so it could maintain, right, the optimum blood sugar levels in my body, right? But the more insulin that was into got into my blood, the more my body had to convert those carbs that I was eating to fat. And then that got stored into my body, okay? So oftentimes it's that fat that is stored into the body and when you keep consuming to eat a lot of those foods, the pizzas, the chips, and the cookies, right? It results in a high insulin level, and it reduces your body's ability to burn that stored fat, right? So the more insulin you have, right, you become insulin resistant, and your body has a hard time burning that stored fat. So how do you solve this, right? It's not that you have to give up your cake, cookies, and pizza, but you need to start looking at your diet. If you switch from food choices like pizza, the burgers, right, Kentucky Fried Chicken, like all that stuff, candy, soda, pop, white flours, and begin eating more food that is fibrous, like potatoes, sweet potatoes, brown rice, vegetables, and fruits, and beans, you would have a significant reduction in any type of weight gain due to the more complex nature of those foods. I'm trying to do this in a way that's so simplified versus scientific. So we've all heard simple carbs and complex carbs, basically meaning simple carbs are the ones that they digest very quickly and they spike your blood sugar. Okay, they spike your blood sugar. And like I said, when it spikes your blood sugar, it converts the carbs to fat and gets stored. Complex carbs, they digest more slowly, right? So the more slow that they digest, they increase the thermic effect in the body. So this means that the body has got to work harder to prepare these foods into a usable form, right? So when you have sugar, let's just say table sugar, you get that instant energy, right? It's that instant get up and go. Like sugar could be your pre-workout, right? You can have it and then 15 minutes later you have that sugar high, you go work out. Whereas more of a complex carb like oatmeal, if you eat that before a workout, you have it, but you want to wait like an hour, hour and a half, because it's your body is taking its time to break those down, to prepare your body to use that, right? So it increases your energy expenditure. Also switching to this kind of food style would be to minimize cravings. And again, this is for people in general, but also I'm speaking to those that are having binge on overeating issues and struggles. The more you eat, right, those high sugary, high caloric foods, the more you're going to crave them. That's just natural with the body. They're highly palatable, and they send that instant trigger to the brain, the serotonin and dopamine of happiness, and the body just wants more of that, right? The brain wants more of that. So that is one of the reasons why you crave, right, the sugary foods, the candy, the soda, right? The pastries and things of that nature. So switching to an eating style that's more fibrous with your food choices, it will minimize the cravings. And it, again, which would lead to not having weight gain. So minimizing cravings by eating a more nutritionally dense and complex food diet, which satisfy you longer, leading to fewer total calories consumed, which means weight loss. Okay. One other strong tip is to eat balanced meals. Avoid eating carbs in isolation. And what I mean by that is typically people just have things like, like a donut, right? An English muffin. If you add a bit of protein and or fat, this will actually lengthen the digestion process to further stabilize your energy levels in the blood. So here's what I mean. And I'm not saying to go out and do this, but this is something that I do because I know that this is what happens. So if you just have a donut, right, your body's going to use that up immediately. It's going to spike your insulin or spike your blood sugar and do all the things. However, if you eat that donut with, say, a protein shake, right, now your body has to go through the process of digesting protein as well. So it's not going to be as quick. It's not going to be, the process is going to take longer to do. even though it's still, you know, a processed food and it's still going to spike your insulin, but it's not going to do that as fast or as high because you have other foods around it. That's why when I coach in my Define and Satisfied program, that's one of the things we talk about in nutrition and exercise fundamentals is how, yeah, it's great. You can have your toast in the morning because I have lots of people that always say, oh, I just have a couple pieces of toast. That's perfect. Great. Put some peanut butter on that toast, right? Have some eggs with that toast. Have your English muffin, make your own egg McMuffin, right? You want it to be very balanced. I'm always preaching about having a carb, protein, and fat. Simple as that. Your carb is your bread. Your protein is an egg and some egg whites because you want a little more protein than just the 6 grams that are in the egg. And then your fat could be like a peanut butter, avocado, something, right? When you have something that's well balanced, your body is going to take a longer time to digest because it's going to start, it's actually going to start taking away from digesting your carbs first and then your protein and then your fat. That's another episode of how many calories are in each and why it does what it does, why your body digests the way it does. Any hoozles. So eat a balanced meal, right? If you eat a balanced meal and stop isolating your carbohydrates, it's going to lengthen the digestion process and further stabilize energy levels in the blood sugar. And one last thing about carbohydrates, because I know it's like, well, Erin, every time I eat it, I feel like I'm getting fat. Like I feel fat after I eat. Here's the thing. Why we think we're gaining weight or we think that we're getting fat from carbs is because we digest starch and flour products very slow. 9 times out of 10, when people come to me with this whole, I feel disgusting, I feel fat, it's because the carbs that you're eating are the ones that are processed, right? There's a difference between having nachos with tortilla chips and the flour tortilla wrapped up shell and all that stuff versus having brown rice, maybe some sweet potatoes and vegetables, right? You think you're gaining weight or getting fat from those carbs because you digest starch and flour products more slowly, producing fermentation and gas. And the gas causes the bloating, and it's an unpleasant feeling, and that's what makes us feel like unattractive or we're getting fat. Again, I say all this about carbohydrates because they get a bad rap, but the only reason why they do is because of the choices of the carbs that you're eating. Choose ones that are fibrous. Choose ones that are going to digest more slowly, your complex carbs, and everything will be okay, right? It's when you eat the pizzas all the time, that's when you constantly eat the box food all the time. Those are the choices that are going to wreak havoc on your weight, all right? So summary, carbohydrates do not cause weight gain. Poor food choices, giving into cravings, and not feeding your body nourishing foods. Low activity, stress, and the lack of sleep is what causes weight gain. And I'd love to do another episode on it. So if it's something that you want to hear about as far as other contributions to weight gain, please let me know. I would love to hear it and I would work feverishly on it. Is that the word I'm thinking? Feverishly. I'll work really hard. How about that word? I'll just work really hard on it and get that out to you guys. All right, that is it for today. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot to me. If anything in this episode resonated with you, I would love to know. Drop me a message at Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram. And if you want to reach out, please email me at erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I want to make sure that I can reach as many people as possible. So please share, rate, and review the show on your social media. I would love to shout you out and even give away some free one-on-one coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.